5 years ago is when it all started.
No, wasn't 5 years ago. It was 3 years ago when I had the idea to start a podcast.
We already started.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise if you're at StarCast!
So you want to get through the formalities and introduce ourselves?
Let's introduce ourselves. This is Matt Mania Podcast, episode 100.
That's right, folks. This is our 100th episode coming at you live from StarCast.
Thank you all for being a part of it. We got people on the left, people on the right. People walking by.
People taking photos.
People texting. People tweeting. It's just so much going on right now. It's just crazy. So,
the energy is electric, and I love it!
We are at episode 100, and I'm just... Wow, I can't even believe it. I didn't think we were going to make it, but we made it.
Well, we kept saying, like, we never done 100 of anything.
Nah, man. 100 push-ups, 100 jumping jacks.
No 100 sit-ups coming from me.
100 free throw shots.
No.
I realized I haven't done a 100 bar rap verse either. Like, I've never done one of those, like, where you keep rapping things.
Yeah.
So I might need to do that to celebrate 100.
Shout out to Rock Knowledge.
We miss you, Rock Knowledge.
We miss you, Rock Knowledge.
At home, checking out the festivities.
Hold it down.
Right, so go ahead and introduce yourself. Let everybody know who you are.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Mega Ran. It's good to see you all. Hello. Who else we got in the place?
T-Call the Villain in the building. How y'all doing?
Yeah.
Hi, guys. The Neo X.
Neo X in the building. Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you for being here.
The smarkiest mark in the game.
Let's get it started.
No fedora today.
Let's start with our putovers. We usually start the show putting over something outside of wrestling that we really, really love.
Is there anything outside of wrestling?
Not really. But we tried. This isn't even really, for me, it's adjacent to wrestling. The thing I'm putting over is Fire Pro Wrestling for PS4.
Damn.
I don't know if you guys played it yet. It's
that guy
so good.
Is dripping in Bullet Club gear.
I have never... We got to talk about Bullet Club later. I've never pre-ordered a game before, but I'm going to be honest. I pre-ordered Fire Pro, and I watched the countdown, and I was like, it's coming, yes!
Hey, did you get a pre-order bonus or anything like that?
Nah.
No?
I played the game at 6 o'clock in the morning. That was my bonus.
Were you training to be part of the Fire Pro tournament?
I was, but we got here a little too late to join in. Shout out to Leva for running an awesome tournament.
I popped in.
I watched Simon Grimm take on Ron Funches. That was fun.
He took the L, though.
Yeah, Grimm took the L.
I'm sure somebody would get you those hands, Ran.
Oh, no, I'm pretty good at that game, man. I've been playing Fire Pro since Super Nintendo, dog.
Yeah.
I go way back. I'm not new to this Fire Pro stuff. But anyway, the game, even if it was just a complete, like, repackage of the Steam version, I would have been fine. But they added a victory road where you go through New Japan, you start off, and then, like,
is that, like, their career mode or something?
Like, Okada, like, you know, he takes you through
the
ranks.
Okada pops up, and then, like, Takahashi pops up. Like, people just start talking to you, and I'm like, this is cool.
Where does Stone Cold pop up?
That's the last boss, I think. Anyway, so, Neo, what are you putting over?
I'm going to do the babyface move and put over the city of Chicago!
Chicago!
Yeah. Bam, 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 bam. So, I mean, you know, being from Arizona, the only place that I really go to is California and Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, coming out to Chicago, it's just been a great culture shock. It's been a great change of pace. And I absolutely, you know, have not had a dull moment since. We tore the house down at the Emporium. It was a lit show.
Great show.
Yes, sir.
Apparently, I snore a lot when I had one too many, but it's just bound to happen. But other than that, man, it's just been good, man. Shout out to Chicago. We love you. And shout out to StarCast, man. I mean, the fact that they wanted us to come through and represent, like, we're just, we're a podcast from Arizona, and there's lots more shows out there, so the fact that they wanted us out here was a great honor. Thank you again.
Thank you, StarCast.
Thank you, StarCast.
Teak Hall, what are you putting over, sir?
Well, the fact that Dave already put over Chicago and everything that they have to offer.
Not everything.
We still haven't got any good Chicago food. We tried to go to Illuminati's.
Is it Chicagoans or Chicagoans?
We ended up at a delivery-only one, a pickup-only one instead of a sit-down one.
Yeah.
So
we're going to get Chicago pizza tonight, talking about deep dish. What was the other place that they mentioned that CM Punk
Pequot.
And Colt Cabana always talk about?
Pequot. Pequot, yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
All right, we got a Chicagoan nod.
So
no, he's not. He's not a Chicago.
So what I am going to put over is a couple Chicago hip-hop acts that were at the show with us last night.
Yeah.
So we had the Microphone Misfits out there.
Yes.
If you guys don't know about them, make sure you check them out. They're actually going to be going on tour with Mega Ran.
Yes. I'll be with them Monday in New Milwaukee, and then the rest of the for the next couple weeks.
Birthday, right?
It's my birthday on Monday.
Yo!
Virgo season. Virgos, make some noise.
Yo!
The Virgos, dang. And then there's a couple.
The other guy was an MC named Show You Suck.
Yeah.
How many people know about Show You Suck?
They tore it down,
He's great, man.
Show You're Awesome.
Show You Suck.
That's right. Show
that
You Suck.
The best.
That guy was great. He put on an awesome show full of energy. He said all of his music is on Spotify.
Yeah.
So,
get
if
out
you guys
there.
Got Spotify, go check them out.
Get
Show
familiar.
You Suck.
Like Rand said last night, that's one of your hometown heroes, so don't wait until he's famous to start trying to see him or being like you know him. Give these guys the flowers while they can still smell them, right?
Yeah, jump on that wave.
That's real.
Because you'll ride that wave to happiness.
Yes, indeed.
And comfortable shoes, apparently. He had a one-man pizza party and a song about Crocs. So.
Yeah.
He did. The only question is, are you wearing Crocs or not? That was cool. So we have also another special guest in the crowd. I see someone that I know very well. You may know
Are you talking about my dad over there? Simon Miller?
Simon
He's
Miller.
In the middle of an interview.
He gets it up.
He gets it up. I'm talking about the producer and sound behind the Matt Mania albums, Lynx Kinetic.
Lynx Kinetic.
Lynx Kinetic. Come on up here. I hope you're ready. I'm going to ask you to put something over real quick.
Yeah.
I need you
and
to
it
put
better
over
be what's on your shirt.
Remember
cool.
this face. Remember this guy.
You better be putting that shirt over.
Remember the face.
But that's wrestling related. I can't put that
it's
over.
It's not wrestling. Yeah, we got to do non-wrestling. What are you feeling right now that's not wrestling?
What am I feeling that's not that damn sushi burrito from last night?
Yo.
What was the name of that place?
Oh, man, I'm not ready.
In Hokage.
You found it.
Yeah,
I found it and I lost it.
In Hokage?
No. In Hokage?
Yeah, there you go.
Kuwaki.
Wicker Park, delicious sushi burrito.
It was so good.
On Milwaukee, great sushi burrito. Go
Shame on anyone who decided to get a beef sushi burrito instead. It's ridiculous.
I had a beef sushi burrito.
Shame on you, sir.
Shame.
How dare you?
For shame.
Shame.
Beef boys.
Quincy Jones.
Beef boys.
Sushi burritos.
All right, so what else is going on? We're talking about reflections on episode 100. We have had 100 episodes.
Yeah.
You've been on a couple of those.
Yeah.
Two.
I actually got, that's literally a couple.
You did it. Nailed
so,
it.
One of my favorite moments on the show actually involves you that I didn't talk about.
Uh-oh.
I have an episode called Kayfabe is Dead. And this, do you remember this one?
Yes.
This happened when the story was, I don't know if you remember, a picture from Rome came out of Titus O'Neil.
He snapped a picture of Roman.
Braun Strowman and Roman together.
Hanging out.
Everybody like being tourists and hanging out. So I said, there's nothing wrong with this because we know that they are human beings. Casey did not feel the same way.
Lynx
fought really hard for kayfabe. So I'll just go around this quick room. Do you care if these people are living lives that are outside of their characters?
You know, I
don't. Oh, do you want to answer
that? Yeah, let me go. I care if you're a bad guy, but if you're a good guy, I don't care.
This guy.
So good guys hanging out with bad guys, bad for the bad guys or just bad for the business?
Bad for the business, I guess.
All right, okay.
I just saying, like, if you're a heel wrestler, if you're a bad guy wrestler, like how Ciampa is on his Twitter, that's how
you gotta
it
live
should
it.
Be.
You shouldn't be, like, eating ice cream with your daughter if you're
right.
a bad guy.
You know?
Well, I was going to say, I think it only matters depending on how closely you follow that wrestler.
Right.
Like, how big of a fan you are or not. Because that would depend. Because if you're following and you know, like, oh, I can follow that wrestler on Instagram, on Twitter, I can see everything that they're doing,
right.
every special moment they're posting, then that could ruin the kayfabe of watching the show.
What he's saying is, should the wrestler just only not post, you know, personal stuff, just post character stuff?
You know, like if they post their personal stuff, it just shouldn't intermingle with wrestling, I guess.
Man, I don't think they should have two Twitters. You know? I don't think like a wrestler should have their wrestling Twitter and then one under their actual name.
I mean, nah, not that far.
So
that's a lot of work.
That's what I'm saying. So they got to be able to socialize. You can't say, oh, because you're signed, you can't post pictures of your daughter on her birthday.
That's very extreme.
But there's a lot of people who don't have social media.
Yeah.
They just don't do Instagram.
Yeah.
So why do you have to have a personal Instagram, I guess is the question.
People have to know
what
you're
eating. Why do you have to have a business one?
I don't know.
If I'm a wrestler and you see me on TV, why you got to see me on Instagram or Twitter?
So they shouldn't have one at all?
I'm saying it shouldn't matter.
Ah, Lynx, what do you think? You started this whole conversation.
You know my opinion on this. Why don't you walk downstairs and ask some of the old-timers what they think about this?
Ah.
You get your ass beat on the way back upstairs.
Keyword, old-timers.
But not
knocking that. It's obviously a different generational thing.
Right.
I'm sure when they see a picture like that, they're like, oh, the business is dead. So,
you're killing the business.
I also feel like for kids, and we always talk about how like a lot of the business is for kids and not
right.
for us older fans or marks. So a kid seeing like feeling like, oh my God, he's really a bad guy and he's beating up on a person that I like, and then him seeing the picture of them together does ruin it for them.
Yes.
It's like
so they
knowing
think
Santa
about
Claus isn't real.
That was what
after you saw the cookies being eaten.
But as a 30 something year old man, I don't feel like you should be upset.
Yeah. I don't care.
You know what I mean? So another one of my favorite moments, Neo was involved in this, is the Las Vegas story.
I think Episode 23. Check it out in the archives.
We call it That Night in Vegas.
That Night in Vegas.
It's the most insane moment ever. We went to Vegas, we hung out. And we went to a show, right? Was it Money in the Bank? No, Helen. No, Money in the Bank.
It was Money in the Bank.
Dean Ambrose wins Money in
the
Bank.
He cashed in.
Yeah, he doesn't have a social media. He knows what to do.
Right.
See?
There
Dean,
you go.
See?
Old school mentality.
Yeah.
Mean
so
Dean.
Here's what happens that night. Dean wins. Everybody leaves happy. We get a text, I think. I'm hanging out with the New Day all of a sudden. And then the next thing you know, hey, it's Matthew.
And why don't you put him on the show instead of me?
He's probably busy.
Come on, get on the show.
You're not busy.
Get on the show.
Matthew, you have like, you have a minute to hop on?
Come on.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Matthew.
Make some noise for Matthew of Bacha Mania.
Woo!
Bacha Mania.
Bacha Mania.
Hey, we haven't
Hello.
We haven't formally said hi yet.
You're like, this is guerrilla style podcasting.
Hey, Matthew, heard you had some plane difficulties? Why didn't you get your plane here sooner? That is the main question.
That's right. I did ask the pilot was like, we can land this plane now and you can be on time. And I went, fuck him.
No.
I said, I'm watching Love, Simon on the free video thing. No, you take all the time in the world.
Yeah.
And so I'm completely to blame. And again, if you were at the meet and greet, unlike myself, please DM me and we'll rearrange a meet and greet and I'll give you head or something to make up for it.
Yeah.
A quick shout out to the StarCast guy. I don't know who it was, but he was in a yellow shirt who apparently told someone who showed up at the meet and greet yesterday, oh, sorry, you just missed him. He's already left. When I was still on
the
fucking air.
He was protecting the business.
Wow.
Protecting the business.
I'm sorry for swearing.
That's kayfabe right there.
Wow,
man,
why
cool.
would they do
it
that?
It was probably
maybe the minute is a joke, but no one knew any better. Sorry, I talk over you. I'll stop talking.
That's a bad joke.
Marty.
We don't know who did it. We only want to throw him under the bus.
How are you doing? How was your show?
The show was amazing. I had such a good time.
We tore it down.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Raps and wrestling and
video games.
It was great.
There was break
video
dancing.
Games. Remember the WWF Superstars arcade game?
Yeah. I do remember that.
Fun game. Not WrestleFest, which was my favorite, but this came before WrestleFest.
Yes.
Super fun. We always talk video games most
I think
of
they
the
also
time.
Had Royal
what
Rumble.
What else is there to talk about?
Nothing. How'd you do in Fire Pro?
I beat Jessica Havoc, who played the game, and then lost.
Wait, it was her first time. She doesn't play the game.
No, she's on the leaderboards. She does AGDQ for Fire Pro every year.
Yeah.
And then I lost to Ron Funches.
Funches is the champ.
He's the headhunter.
Funches handing out the
hands. He spanked everybody.
He is the headhunter.
You want it with Funches?
I don't know if I want it with Funches.
Yeah.
No, I'll take it. I'll take him on.
When I grow up, I want to be Ron Funches.
For real.
When we grow up.
When I grow up, if that happens.
We all do. So.
Did you want to talk some more about that Vegas?
Real quick, I'm going to get to the Vegas story. But first, while we have a guest, I don't want to keep him too long.
Yeah.
But what is, so far, has been your favorite thing about StarCast?
Mania.
All of it. Getting off the plane and being told. this podcast. Yeah. Being told when I got off the plane, Jeff Jarrett requests your presence. I'm like,
No,
the actual Jeff Jarrett. I'm like, uh-oh. So I thought he was like, he saw the clip of him being in Triple Mania.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, shit.
Uh-oh, he watched that.
Swear word. And him being cool as hell.
Yeah.
Because this is, I assume I'm still asleep, by the way. I'm still on the plane, circling around looking for a plane.
Because
the amount of people that are here that are, you know, cool, or people like, not even just wrestlers, but Twitter people, YouTube
personnel.
People, Facebook.
Yeah,
yeah, right. The podcast row over there. Around, and everyone, no one's going like, I'm so-and-so, get out of my way.
Right,
everyone's leaving their egos at the door.
Right.
This is like Woodstock with wrestling.
Isn't it great?
It really is.
The feeling is electric, I can tell.
Yeah.
It feels great, man.
I love it.
No egos, everybody's just having fun.
We appreciate all you out there who came.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
So,
all of you. Maniacs.
You want to jump in on our topic, and then we'll let you go.
Oh, go on then.
Our topic is wrestlers having kayfabe social media versus having personal social media. Do you have a preference or anything on that?
I think it's okay as long as it's like not their real name and wrestling name.
Oh,
so if your name is Jimmy Smith or whatever, and your character name is Jimmy Smith, then you should probably keep it personal.
Right.
If your name is John Redhorn, or whatever, or like, you know, something ridiculous.
So, like, for example, like Vibra, he should have his, like, you know, Luchasaurus should have, like, his own, like, personal one on the side.
Yeah. Bacon, bacon double cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Didn't mean that. But, you know, Jimmy Smith meant that. It's like, oh, yeah, as long as you keep it fine, because then I don't mind it, because some of them can be very entertaining. Like, like a Chuck Taylor, for example, amazing Twitter account.
Chucky T is a great follow.
Right.
Definitely.
Ethan Page.
But those are people who are keeping it kayfabe online.
And MJF.
MJF,
another great guy keeps a kayfabe online.
He just sounds like a dick, but, you know, he's cocky.
What about the people who put their name and their wrestler name in there?
And
in their name. Like it says, like, I don't know, what somebody.
T-Call,
Terrence.
No, like, yeah. Like if it said Terrence T-Call Griffin, like something like that, you know? Then you know what their government and their work name is.
My official name is Mick Dude Love Foley. You know? Yeah, I get what you mean.
Do you think that's lame?
I don't think it's lame, but I think it's very risky because, as we all know, it's very easy to say something that you may think is really funny and relevant to say at the minute that you may regret later on.
Once it's online, it's never offline.
It's forever.
Just so you know.
Forever.
Yeah.
Forever. Well, and it's kind of like how they started digging up all that, you know, Twitter stuff from, who was it? Ty Dillinger and who's the other guy?
Cedric Alexander
from like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's hard. Yeah, there's got to be a fine balance. I'll say that. But, you know, like I said before, I think if you're a heel wrestler, you know, you shouldn't be hanging out with, you know, the good guys.
Shouldn't be eating ice cream.
Oh, come on. 2018.
That's what I said. It's 2018.
Tell this guy.
How could this place work if kayfabe was then?
Kayfabe's dead, brother.
All right, we're going to have the Midnight Express with a table next to the Rock and Roll Express.
No. No way.
No.
That would never work.
No, separate dressing rooms.
Doesn't matter that. It's way easier to get photos of the two of them. No. Kayfabe forever.
Right. You can't take it to the grave.
Yeah.
Kayfabe to the grave. That's my next t-shirt.
There you go.
Although, if there were wrestlers still brawling with each other, I'd like people are trying to buy photos and 8x10s of them.
They were in the same elevator. They just started fighting. Like, we don't know.
I saw Jake the Snake run over and push all of a wrestler's stuff off his merch table, so I think it's still going strong.
There you go.
He's keeping kayfabe alive.
Those are purists.
He had it coming.
Purists.
I'm sure he had it coming. That was a 20-year-old beef.
It was Hacksaw. He pushed all of Hacksaw's 2x4s off the table.
That's a lot of wood.
Matthew, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Matthew, Bacha Mania!
Give it up for him.
All right. Appreciate you, buddy. I didn't even know you were going to stop by.
Yeah, man.
Right. That was totally unexpected.
That's how the episode 100 is. It's totally unexpected.
I hope Jeff Jarrett called them slap nuts.
All right. It's unexpected and also some of your greatest moments.
Wait, one more thing before we move on, if I could.
Yeah.
If you were a kid and watching He-Man and the show, and then, like, you got another show of He-Man and Skeletor having dinner together, would you still want to watch He-Man?
I might want to see them having
dinner. Don't think of it at your age. Think of it as a kid. If wrestling's going to continue, kids have to watch it.
Why would the television show, I mean, why would the station have two shows, one with them fighting and one with them eating dinner?
Another station.
All right, what if they had a social media? Whatever.
So if He-Man had a social media page and he's like, She-Ra's tripping.
Yo.
LOL. Like, you know what I mean? Like
all her cats.
It would be weird.
They were lovers. That's different.
Okay.
Follow your He-Man lineage, man. Come on.
Sorry. Wait, were they?
She-Ra was a good guy. Jesus.
They weren't even in the same show.
Here we go. This is now a He-Man podcast.
All right.
He's talking about She-Ra.
Move on.
He-Man Mania will be my next podcast starting next week.
Remember Las Vegas?
Another 100 episodes of He-Man Mania.
Without these haters.
Hey, right. What happened in Vegas?
All right, Vegas. This is crazy.
Stays in Vegas.
All right. We get the text like, hey, come hang out. And then we get another, I think
the
there was a basketball game going on that the Cleveland Cavaliers won game 7, one of the best basketball
Sorry, brother,
games
but
for a while. Next thing you know, we're going to see Wale perform.
Yeah.
And so Wale's playing out there. We're hanging out doing that. And then what happens next? Oh, so, Wale gets a text and is like, we got to go. So it's the entire New Day, JoJo, a couple other guys, Chris Denker, and we're all just hanging, having a good time. And Wale's like, yeah, we got to run.
We got to go.
And I'm thinking like, oh, no, that means he has to run.
Yeah.
And we're going to be sitting here. And he's like, no, everybody, come on. We got we got a couple trucks outside.
His handler's like, yo, let's go. We got to run.
We go outside.
Yeah.
Escalades everywhere. And we all just get in. Where are we going? I don't know. I'm texting my friend like, dude, are we about to die? And we don't know what's about to happen. We pull up at another club, and the guy's like, hey, congratulations, blah, blah, blah. And he's hugging Wale, and then he gives us all wristbands. And we walk in, we get our wristband. The wristband says Cleveland Cavaliers. And I'm like, this is weird. Turns out the Cleveland Cavaliers won the championship in Oakland and then flew directly to Vegas.
Yeah.
And then we're having a party. So they let us in the back door, and then Kyrie Irving and every basketball player is just partying. Kevin Love has the Stone Cold Smoking Skull belt on.
Yeah, that's when he had that.
And they're just pouring champagne. And I'm like, yo, what is our life right now?
So it was New Day. After New Day, it was with Wale.
Yeah.
And then after Wale, we're partying with the Cavaliers. Like, it was just...
it just got bigger and better.
Yeah, it just... everything escalated, and that escalation just was, like, charged with, steroids.
It was a pretty unreal night.
Oh, my God.
And then Wale did earlier, he was just like, all right, guys, it's over. Peace. Like it was 2 a.m. or something.
Just like that.
You got to ride out front to take you wherever you need to go.
There we go.
Hugs.
So the real party started when you left.
I'm sure. So it was just like that. It was over. But we had an amazing time. And I tapped Xavier Woods. And I'm like, dude, is this your life?
Just
like,
happen?
This is crazy. He's like, no, this does not happen every day.
Can I just tell you, I really appreciated the pictures at 1 a.m. when I was getting ready for work the next day. That was cool. Thanks, buddy.
Sorry.
Sweet
picks. Rand's good for that.
I think I tweeted. I was like, dude, I said something like, last night was mad real. Picks to come. No one will believe this.
So again, that's episode 23 in the archives.
Check
please,
it out.
Please check it out. It's
Teak. What's Teak, one of your memories from
favorite,
the show?
Yeah.
I don't know what the number of this episode is, but I think you said it was called WrestleMania the Movie.
Yeah.
Yo.
So funny how this also has to do with Wale, because that guy is just out at all the wrestling events.
Yeah.
But we were out at WrestleMania, and before WrestleMania, I mean, we were out there for the whole Mania week. We went to Wale Mania and ended up partying with Wale Mania, The New Day. Dave Meltzer was there.
He's looking jacked today.
True.
Who else was there?
A lot of folks.
Mark Henry.
There was like a surprise appearance by like Chris Jericho, but nobody knew until it was over.
Noelle Foley was serving drinks.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Yeah, it was wild. And we ended up in VIP. We got skirted into the VIP section.
I think they thought we looked like wrestlers, so they were like, go ahead. And then I remember the Wale party, and he has like two bottles in his hand. Like, yeah, Wale, baby, turn up.
Fist.
And then he hands them to the New Day. And Xavier's
was like, I don't want this.
I can't hold this, especially not in a photo. Here, you take that. And like so, and then we wind up drinking Wale champagne. It was great.
Champagne.
Yeah.
So thanks, Wale.
And then after the actual WrestleMania, we went out after WrestleMania and got live fan reactions for WrestleMania for the podcast.
Yeah. True.
So that was great. We ended up talking to a couple of podcasts. One we follow now on Facebook, I know.
We found the Code of Kayfabe group on there. You guys know about Code of Kayfabe? Great Facebook group.
Yeah, check them out.
Really awesome. We met a couple guys from them just walking around randomly.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That was a fun night and a fun episode. Neo.
Definitely.
We're down to 20, 30 minutes or so.
Yeah.
But what was one of your memories of the 100 episodes?
Well, I think outside of the Las Vegas episode, honestly, just becoming...
that was your answer. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, but at the same time, I can just say just becoming like a regular, co-host of the Matt Mania podcast was huge for me. You know, I would kind of be...
We appreciate you coming along for the ride, man.
Yeah, man, because I would be that kind of like how it is in wrestling where like, hey, you want me to help set up the chairs or you want me to help set up the ring? I was kind of like that with
you
guys.
Yeah, you were like a roadie.
Yeah, you want me to help you
and
with this, with that, and we did that. And then now...
Carry my jockstrap.
Yeah, remember they used to call them bag boys?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
The jobbers.
Well, now you're... Hey, enhancement, all right? Hey,
enhancement
but,
talent,
but
pal.
Now he's full-on talent.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So you too can work your way up. I think that's a good good message to send, is that
really
anybody...
Is. You put in the hard work.
And have and that a positive goes with, attitude.
I think that goes with guys who wrestle as well. Like,
exactly. People,
they start off setting up the ring. You know, they start off as crew, and
yeah.
then they move in. So it's
Everything
really important to
wrestling.
Accept your role and know that every role is super important.
And know your role and shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth. All right, so Lynx.
Yep.
Hi.
Hi.
We are going to talk about the PWI 500, which just
came
out.
Oh, my favorite list.
All right. Just the top 10. Now, top 10, if you haven't seen it, Kenny
just
Omega, AJ Styles, Okada, Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar!
I think Brock was like 3, which surprised me. Seth Rollins, Braun Strowman, Roman Reigns, Cody, Naito, and The Miz.
Awesome!
So, let's go around the table. Who would you add or maybe inject? Not who you would replace. Let's not even talk about. Let's keep it positive.
Just add.
Who would you have put into your top 10 that did not make the top 10?
Yeah.
Lynx, go.
Top 10. Wow. That's going to be hard.
Yeah.
I am.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
I would put Neville in my top 10.
Of last year?
Ooh. Sure.
What did he do last
right.
year?
What was
he had
his
the
year
balls
like?
To sit out and stand for his principles, and now he's a free
he's gonna be
man.
All right. He's going to be at All In tomorrow.
Hey, don't say that.
He's going to be at All
Neville.
In tomorrow.
You're spreading rumors.
Her reaction is amazing.
Neville.
That's exactly. You should see her reaction. It's like, what the hell are you smoking?
The correct answer is Roman Reigns all 10.
Yeah!
Hold on.
Just
don't
check
lose
it.
Hoorah!
Ooh!
Right. I think 7 people's heads just exploded as they were watching this podcast.
Number 1,
I wish that
Roman
was a
Reigns.
Meme right
Number
there.
2, Roman Reigns.
Okay,
Ran,
so
I think the correct
I like your,
answer.
I like your Neville choice, though.
Yeah, it does
we love you, girl.
Just for the fact that he took the stand.
You got to listen to this episode when it comes out, Matt Mania. All right, go ahead.
I think the correct answer is Marty Scurll.
Marty? All right, I can't be mad at
how many,
Marty.
How many Villain Club fans out there?
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah, that's
whoop.
Right.
All
right.
Whoop,
you know whoop. What? You're right. Let me change my answer. It actually should be Takahashi. Hiromu Takahashi.
I'm okay
Takahashi?
With that.
Hiromu?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. I love Takahashi.
At least you gave an actual answer this time.
I mean, Darryl! I like. Oh,
the first
wait.
Answer was a joke answer. Oh, yeah, it's Daryl.
Kilo. Teak, who would you add to the top 10 or
yeah.
squeeze in?
Marty.
Oh, you said Marty.
Yeah, that would
Marty.
Be that
okay.
would be my pick.
I like it. Neo?
He is ZSJ. He is Zack Sabre Jr.
I like it. I like it.
StarCast, come on over here.
No, I wish.
No, yeah. come on up.
No, actually, come on up.
Hey, Lynx, we
yep.
might have to replace you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hey, I'll move.
Please make some noise for Simon
Grimm.
Burr, burr, burr.
Move before he stretches your body
spoken,
in a really painful way.
Spoken like someone
way.
Who never watched me on SmackDown.
Hello, sir.
Hello there.
So we're
Hello.
Just talking about the PWI 500, and then we're going to talk about some fun stuff. But we're injecting one person into our top 10. Have you seen the top 10?
We are inserting them.
I'm going to say something that might not go over well. I don't
what?
You, it can't be any worse
you
than
never
when that chick
do
just
that,
threw a book
Better
on the floor.
Better than Roman Reigns?
I don't believe in the
I
don't believe in PWI 500. I don't believe in the PWI 500. I don't believe in Dave Meltzer's rating system. If you enjoy wrestling, enjoy it.
Yeah.
You do
something
not,
that Suzuki Minoru said. You should just enjoy wrestling for what it is.
Hot takes.
So what about, or we talk about video games a lot,
yes,
usually. Do you feel like, back in the day, I used to love GamePro and EGM and all those,
yeah.
and read ratings. Do you feel like game ratings also should not exist?
Really, they shouldn't because they're not accurate. Again, you're trying
yeah,
to
Yeah, you really
got to
play them for yourself.
It's all opinionated.
Yeah.
You know what the best movie I've ever seen is?
What's that?
Bloodsport.
The Raid.
Okay,
The
yeah.
Raid is...
If you don't...
It's
yeah.
fucking fire.
It's pretty
Three
fire.
Guys have seen this. It's
yeah.
No, I've seen both
yeah.
of them.
Yeah, it's
amazing
great. Movies.
Great movies.
Am I supposed to have these on? Because
If you want to hear better.
I think
hear
you
better.
Can hear us.
Yeah.
All right, throw it on.
Okay.
All right, I got the cans on now, okay, so now I can hear everything.
So yeah. what were you about to say about The Raid?
Okay, The Raid is an example of a great movie because it is actually the epitome of visual storytelling.
Yeah.
It's something you're told if you ever take film classes is show, don't tell. Opening of the movie, Rama gets up.
Yep.
He works out. He prays to Mecca. He does some kung fu. He straps up his gear, kisses his wife and his baby goodbye, and he goes to work.
Mm-hmm.
For the rest of the movie, you know everything you need to know about him and his motivation. That is beautiful visual storytelling.
True.
How many best movies of all time lists have you seen that show up on? What's always the best movie of all time according to film lists?
Whatever Marvel movie
Citizen
came out
Kane.
That year.
Citizen Kane. Yeah. Or
have you watched Citizen
Titanic?
Kane?
Gone
it's
with
awful.
The Wind. Titanic or something.
Titanic is awful. James Cameron
Dances
made two
wolves.
Good movies and then he gave up. three if you count Aliens, but I really still consider that more Ridley Scott's movie.
Okay. So,
but Simon, this is how I kind of feel about ratings. Like, I agree with you. Like, everything is subjective. So it's how
right.
a person feels about mm-hmm. how that thing makes them feel. What I like about ratings are just people who, like, give ratings is the conversation that it starts.
Yeah.
Which I just like to hear what somebody else's opinion is about
right.
something and compare it to mine. Not me going and basing facts off of your opinion, but just the conversation.
That is yeah. fair. So in that vein, what was the top 10 for
all right, I'll go through it real quick.
All right.
Kenny Omega, AJ Styles, Okada, Brock, Seth, Braun, Roman, Cody, Naito, and The Miz.
Okay, let's break this down. We'll actually go through a few. So I'm not going to break this down as far as like who I think should
break
be
it
in
down.
This. I'm going to explain. Okay. First of all, The Miz is on this list 100% because of the feud with Bryan.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
That's it. He himself has done nothing.
Yeah, and he had a show. Well, a show that's doing really pretty well.
But again, ratings.
This is a wrestling list, not a show list.
Again, but that's why he's there.
But they factor that in.
I think they factor in the
popularity.
They do.
Popularity.
It was on the Jim Ross report like a couple episodes ago.
I forgot that's an actual thing sometimes. Because whenever I hear the Jim Ross report, I'm starting thinking of the old the hotlines you have to call. So I forget that's actually what he calls
it. Does anyone know the old hotline number?
It's the Naito. Good, solid choice.
Very solid.
Who
Cody,
would you
solid
add
choice.
Is, I guess, the main
add?
Question.
Yeah.
Honestly, the only one I ever
Living.
Suggest to add to anything is Minoru Suzuki.
Yeah.
Yes.
Murder Dad.
At yes.
50 years old.
He is awesome.
He literally has better matches than guys half his age.
He really
yes.
does.
And compared to this list, if you put him up against anyone, okay, he has more charisma than The Miz.
Really does.
He clearly scares Naito because otherwise Naito would have fought him.
Exactly.
Cody respects him.
Very, yep.
Roman, he does the tongue out way better than Roman does.
He actually moves it around.
Braun, I mean, the only reason anyone likes Braun is because he beat up Roman. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
If you go back and watch, for a year, people booed Braun mercilessly. They hated him. And the second they put him with Roman,
yeah, we tend to forget
him.
About that.
Yeah.
How Roman backfires on everybody. They try to put Roman over, and Roman puts everybody over.
Or is it reverse psychology? Is that
it
the real technique?
It could be the plan. You
Roman
never know.
Is putting everyone over.
Yeah.
But then we okay, so then we bring to Seth, solid choice again.
Yeah.
But imagine
CrossFit matching. Jesus, he gets it.
He does. And you know, regular Jesus is kind of like really the
bare
ultimate babyface.
Yeah,
he does the job.
Jesus
on Friday.
Would get booed today.
He would.
He's way too clean
he's
cut.
He's a hippie. Yeah, no one likes hippies.
Yeah, boy.
Just like Seth.
Okay, Brock. Brock is someone who's actually rolled with Suzuki and is scared of him. Josh Burnett has
don't trade hands.
Oh wow.
Yeah, look that up. Okada, again, he's had to go with Suzuki, and Suzuki's rocked his world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They did that anniversary match. That anniversary match in the rain.
Yeah.
That was one of the best matches
that was so
I've ever
amazing.
Seen.
He finally made it rain for realsies.
Yeah. He fought the Rainmaker.
He that's beautiful. Those photos
so poetic. It's, yeah, the photos
and
are so
the
good.
Fact that he had, like, the white trunks during that match, I think just added it just more to it.
That's guts.
Yeah, it was
going
so
out in the
good.
Rain covered in white.
Yeah.
That is
guts.
I actually think you came up here and given the choice that we all agree on.
Yeah, yeah, Minoru Suzuki is Murder Dad.
No one can you and at again 50 years old.
Yeah,
I can't argue
when's
with the logic.
When's this drop off point? When is it going to peak? We don't know.
Never.
Know. Never.
Never.
All right, so one thing about this list
Wait,
that it does not
forever.
Do
it. But real quick though.
Yeah?
Simon, you're going to add something in regards to Zack Sabre Jr.
You were?
He's a very nice young man.
All right.
I'm sorry? He's just a very nice young man.
Okay, yes.
That's all I
mean. He is a very great humanitarian.
Here's one thing the list doesn't do. Another thing, I guess. It does not. It's not intergender. So.
Right.
Who's the best?
They do their top 50 women.
They do a top 50 woman. Is there a woman you would immediately inject
Yeah,
into this
there you
list?
Go.
I mean, there's several, I'm sure.
Right.
Well, the two ones, Asuka should be on the list already.
Yep.
I've said before publicly that her biggest weakness is that she's light years ahead of every other woman in the division and a portion of the men.
Well, and the company that is handling her
Well, the big issue there is, again, you can't have someone that good because she makes everyone else look bad by comparison. Right.
She can shine anyone up, for lack of a better word.
So are you saying, like, reverse psychology with that? Like, they have to make her so bad so that she...
They can't use her. Like, right. The issue
she's
is
too good.
You put her out there and it's not...
She's embarrassing everybody right. else's ring work.
With the sheer presence, yeah. And the other one, if you... I don't know if the Mae Young's been posted yet, but Miko Satomura.
Yeah. She is going to kill it.
Absolutely. I had a similar complaint about her being in the tournament. I was like, all you're going to do is make every other woman in that tournament look weak by comparison because Miko's too good.
Yep.
It's kind of like they did with Kota when he went to the CWC.
Yeah, you can't.
Right.
He's the guy that can do things no one else can do.
But see, that's part of my complaint. Like, they built her up as that in all of NXT, and then you brought her up, and then you immediately, like, fumble her.
Personal opinion is just what I think they did. Why they? I think they did. This is just me spitballing.
Hot takes.
Yeah, that's what we did.
I think they did it because they knew they had Ronda coming in.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And Ronda's whole thing was the unbeaten women's champion of the UFC. Right. But realistically,
it should have been
that should have been the money match. It should have been keep Asuka away from the title.
Yeah,
and then
have Asuka fight Ronda.
Lead that up to a big pay per view.
That way, when Ronda,
or even like take Asuka to SmackDown and build them both up.
Yeah,
something like that.
That'd be fun. Keep them away for a long time.
And ultimately lead to the unbeaten streak of Asuka versus... But that's the other problem when you have a three-year unbeaten streak.
Right.
And I kind of laugh when you have stuff like... Any sort of streak in wrestling, I laugh at when people try to pout.
Yeah.
As like... Oh, I've heard people try to use their PWI 500 number as a rating of how well they're doing in wrestling.
No, that's not...
And no, there are people... Accurate.
But look, and that was your argument with PWI right there. And it's like skill versus popularity. Like... Bringing Ronda in and her being like, oh, we're going to get so much ratings because of this.
It's hard to say no to $1 billion. They literally got $1 billion from Fox because of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, I mean, 5 years ago, I could see that being a reasonable amount of money, but I don't. This is the downside of any streak, is that once you lose everything they built.
Yeah.
Goldberg, same thing happened. As soon as he lost the streak, it was.
Yeah, everything went downhill from there.
I mean, we see Rusev. Mm-hmm. Rusev was undefeated at one point.
Yeah, now he's...
So, fun story about that. When he lost, I think did he lose to Cena by countout or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Apparently, that was a Vince call.
Of course.
And then they're like trying to explain, it was like, Vince, the whole thing we're doing is the streak.
You can do it Broadway.
And he's like, oh, well, it doesn't matter. It wasn't a real loss. It was by countout.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah. Well, how wins and losses.
It was the point I was making actually during the.
But it's like he's never been pinned, then I can still say that.
Which is, again, silly, because yes, he has. He just hasn't been pinned in a while. Have you never watched him on NXT?
Yeah.
That's a company that isn't building anything off wins and losses anymore. And losses don't matter to them.
But that's the whole problem, is that you can't build drama if there's no sense of
agree.
Of urgency
to support it. Yeah.
That is the truth.
And it'd be one thing, again, if you're just having dream matches that are great. Like if you're doing a PWG thing where you're just going, okay, we're going to give you Brody King and we're going to give you Jeff Cobb and they're going to go one-on-one.
You imagine that?
I don't have to. I'm pretty sure that matches happen.
Look, that's one of my main issues with the women's division in WWE in general, is that they had one title and anybody who's not in the title picture, their stories mean nothing. You throw them all into the ring together at one time because you don't have anything for them to do because nobody cares because it's no urgency. It's nothing that they're fighting for.
Oh, I know. I was in a tag team on SmackDown. Trust me. I know.
You're familiar.
What are we doing tonight? 12-man tag? Okay.
Get them on
How
the
long
car,
do we have?
Pal.
4 minutes? All right. So that's what 20 seconds a person? All right. Well, we'll get it done. Oh, that's with entrances? Okay, we'll cut it to 10 seconds.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
All right, so...
But did you add a female to your list, Mega?
Did we do that? Oh, yeah, we didn't quite do that. If I had to add a woman... I mean, I would have... I said Asuka, but she already kind of...
And does everyone know agreed. Who I would add?
Who?
The Pirate Princess, Kairi
Sane.
She is the best.
Am I the only one that honestly thought her name was supposed to be pronounced Sane and not Sane? And when I heard it...
Like, phonetically, Sa-ne, but...
America just...
Kairi Sane.
But then I heard her say it. That's why it was weird to me. Like, I figured, I was like, oh, man, Renee's dropping the ball. She keeps saying Kairi Sane.
Am I the only person that thought her music came from Soul Calibur?
It definitely reminds me of Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur.
Pirates, the music.
Right. Soul Calibur.
So, speaking of Soul Calibur, a new one's coming out.
Finally.
Are you in the fighting games?
I am.
All right, what's your favorite of all time?
Of all time?
Yeah. Favorite fighting game of all time. I am very interested.
I'm going to actually have to go with Street Fighter 2.
Which one, though?
Which one? There's like 90.
Sega?
The only one that matters, the one on Genesis.
Yeah, Champion Edition.
That was Champion, right?
Yeah.
That was the one with Guile throwing the Sonic Boom and
good call.
Bison.
And Bison on the cover.
Yeah. The cover is the flash kick on Bison.
I'm a Sega guy. I to this day still play Sega games. I don't.
Sega Genesis, Sega Saturn, or just any of them?
Oh, no, any of the Sega
stuff. I'm sorry, but I owned a Sega.
You know who's not a Sega guy? Mega Ran.
Wait, stop that.
No, because I've heard his song, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis.
He did that because it kind of rhymed.
Because
we
had, said it.
We had a Twitter beef.
Is he calling you out right now?
Sega.
Let me defend myself.
Before you do, this is something I realized. It says a lot about how impoverished Biggie Smalls was that $200, because let's be real, that's what it was. It was about $200 for the two systems.
Yeah.
That's not that much. It's like going back and watching Friday and realizing, this guy's going to get murdered over $200.
Hey,
an adult man, I'm like, if I need $200 or I'm going to die, I've made some serious life mistakes.
I didn't get brand new systems when I was young.
Big
I had to wait until
around.
the year after they went on sale.
I had the Genesis and the Sega CD, rather. But
I think that's what Biggie was saying, is that I'm at a point where I can get them both at the same time now.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because at that moment, it was one or the other.
Oh, yeah.
That $200 would go to one system, and I burn up all my electric. That's what my mom
said. So what was you about to explain about your Sega? All
right.
Someone said, you hate Sega.
One system's got to go. You know people do that meme, like one got to go? And they put up Super Nintendo, which is the greatest system of all time
to
me.
Yeah, it's a good one.
They put up PlayStation 1.
Yeah. Really good.
Great games that came up on it.
Yeah. A whole album about Final Fantasy VII. So
PlayStation 1 is very important to me.
Very, very
important. I think it was Saturn, and then it was Genesis. And I was like, oh, well, Genesis got to go. And someone said, what about Streets of Rage? And I said, hot take.
I have a hat.
Outside of the music, because the music is amazing. Yuzo Koshiro killed it. Final Fight's kind of better. Like, does anybody disagree?
Well, here's the issue, though. The only complete
Final
version,
Fight was dope.
The only complete version of Final Fight, as I recall, was released on the Sega CD.
Whoa. Are you right? Is that for real?
Yeah, the only version where you could pick Guy.
Steve would know.
You could pick
Steve
Guy.
Steve just
Cody
got it. I
got
to bring him in on some
Shout
game
out to
chat
Steve.
Too.
Yeah, because and the Super Nintendo and the Genesis versions, respectively, there was a version where you could be Hagar and Guy or Hagar and Cody. But you only got all three in the Sega CD version. So technically, by getting rid of Sega,
is that Final Fight Genesis, Final or something like that?
It was Final Fight Perfect or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Steve, give us some. You're a game collector as well. So Steve, give us a little bit of insight on games, especially this.
Like, do you have Sega a favorite CD fighting game?
Well, yeah. What's your favorite fighting game? Since that's what we're on. Yeah, come on up.
He's coming up. My favorite game of all time.
I thought we were doing fighting games.
Well, oh yeah, you're right. It's got to be Street Fighter 2 Turbo for me.
Turbo.
That's Super Nintendo, right?
Super Turbo. I think it's Super Turbo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my favorite. And I still go back and whoop ass on that. Steve, favorite fighting game.
All right. So, my favorite fighting game, it has to be Tekken.
Tekken.
Which Tekken, though?
Oh, Tekken 2, man.
Tekken
because
2
Tekken
good.
2,
Tekken.
Let me tell you about King and his combos. You know we love wrestling, right?
Yeah.
So when I found out King was a wrestler,
uh-huh.
I spent 8 hours learning every move on Tekken 2. When he grabs you,
he
and then he goes into like the combos.
He would chain you.
Yeah, it would chain you, the 10-hit combos. Man, Tekken, but also, too, now, Tekken versus Street Fighter X, that was garbage. I hated it.
Yeah, it was kind of
it
bad.
Was, as Teek would say, it was trash.
Okay, I'm going to actually, it just reminded me of something, Steve. I'm going to have to change my answer.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Saturday Night Slam Master.
Yo! Great pick. They need to reboot that. I would love to see a reboot.
Look,
I don't even want a reboot. I just want two things. Keep the art the same.
Yeah.
Yep. I still want the sprites.
Yeah, that 2D art on the 3D was really good.
Create a wrestler.
Yes.
Deeper moveset and better controls. That's all I want. That's all you need to do.
Yeah, it didn't quite have enough moves for me, but
Hagar was on that one.
I thought I was going to
Hagar was there.
He was good on that
I thought one. I was going to be the only one to give a hot take and give a wrestling game for the best fighting game, but I got to go like No Mercy. We have arguments about this all the time. THQ on 64 had the best fighting game play.
I
will freely admit I hate the N64.
Yeah. The system's not
the
great.
Yeah, Def Jam.
Link said, what about Def Jam? I just started playing. I started streaming that, by the way, twitch.tv/MegaRan. I do.
Shout out there.
Is it a fighting game, though?
It's a mix.
It is a fighting game.
Def Jam Fight for New York was why it's so, and it's still a $60 game.
Yeah.
The only reason because I think they lost a license for that game, the music license, because the music on that game is dope.
It is dope.
Get that game is still $60 to $100 depending on the condition on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a collector, I'm sorry. But that game is fire. That
Joe
game
Budden
is great.
Joe Budden said that he didn't and get paid for
hard.
His music on that
the
game.
The game will
kick. It does.
The game
well,
will
because he was a
down.
Def Jam artist, so they were allowed to use their stuff.
Def Jam kept all the money.
I thought it was only Motown that screwed guys like that.
Oh, no. It's the music.
You're a record label.
Oh, yeah,
you
I'll
screw
bring,
people.
I'll bring, dude, I will bring it. Barry Gordy. Oh my God, what's yours? He is a bad man.
Neo,
Neo, did you
what's
get your
all-time fighting game?
My all-time favorite fighting game: Street Fighter III, Third Strike.
Yo, I like Third Strike.
That's it.
Great game. The guard parry. I thought the parry system was really cool.
Who did they introduce on Third Strike?
Wait, was that Charlie?
Was it Dan?
Did Charlie come in? Or was
Charlie.
That Zero?
No, well, that's Alpha.
Oh, that's Alpha? Okay.
Alpha is the Zero series.
It's one of those bland
Cody's
guys.
In the jail.
Charlie,
which I also
Dan.
Love Alpha 3, but Third Strike is like my favorite game in the world. I can play that all day, all night.
All those knockoff Ken and Ryus.
Yeah,
that no, Street Fighter crates.
No love for
those are like in the EX.
Street
like the
Fighter EX
category.
Plus Alpha.
Yeah.
No EX Alpha. No,
those had a bunch of those Shotokan character clones.
Virtua Fighter? No.
Oh, that's garbage.
You know
Virtua
what?
Fighter's trash.
I'd rather
trash,
play Virtual
Cop.
That's a Sega
credit,
game, though.
I will give credit to Virtua Fighter for one thing. I like the because Tekken did a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Independent limb system. I like that.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
I like the idea that...
And they had Pepsi Man.
Oh, have you ever seen the Pepsi Man game?
Wait,
there was
a
Pepsi Man
there's
game?
There's a full Pepsi Man game, and
oh,
it's insane.
I don't remember that.
I remember
that,
it was
but
a cool spot
it was on,
game.
It was on PS1.
Not a Pepsi Man game.
It was a Japan exclusive.
If you're a Sega fan, do you remember Cool Spot?
Yeah.
Yeah, Cool Spot.
That's a good game. It looks silly, but it's a good game.
Yeah.
Yo Noid, made by Capcom.
I played
you remember
that? Girl.
Yes. Mega
See,
Man's
that's
like
the thing
gameplay?
About Sega, and I had a Sega. Sega had a lot of fun games. Like, it had Adam's Family.
All right. Like, we have someone crashing the party.
I'm going
to We
disagree.
Love to party.
Who that was?
I'm going to disagree.
Disagree
about
what?
About Sega
having
good games? I don't think they're fun. Hey, how are
that's
you?
Because you're
hey,
an
guys.
Nintendo.
Hey! I'm sorry.
I think she's kicking us off.
She came to get on the mic and tell us to get off the mic.
To the Matt Mania podcast. This
hey,
is just
guys.
What we do.
Are you giving us our time?
No hard time at all. I just wanted to come up here and crash your podcast because this is amazing.
That's what we do.
Is this not the greatest thing ever, guys? Oh, my God.
Woo! Make some noise out
Wait,
there.
So the people who can't see you, tell them who you are.
I'm his sister. From another mother.
Sister from another mister.
We all
mister.
Family. We all family.
Get
We're
you see the
family,
resemblance.
Baby.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, yeah. MADUSA, made in the USA.
Woo! Legendary Medusa! Make some noise! All right, so ladies and gentlemen.
I am in stone right now.
That just happened.
That's a little
we
bit
We just
too
got
personal.
Touched by the legendary Medusa, who crashed the party.
Yeah!
All right.
That's what happens on the 100th episode.
This
man.
Is the best episode ever!
Better to crash the party than one of her monster trucks.
Wow. Yeah, because you're not getting up from that one.
No, monster trucks. Well, monster trucks are actually built very well for crashing in there. If you're going
to
crash
Well, yeah, they're
something,
made to crash.
You want to crash in a monster truck, you got to crash in something.
But those tires, I always wonder. Remember the Bigfoot commercial? Saturday, Bigfoot, come in
Man,
versus the
was,
green machine.
I've never been to a monster truck rally, but when I was a kid, that always made me want to go to one.
Those commercials were the best.
Like,
we actually,
Sunday, what Sunday, was it? Grave Digger was the other
oh, yeah.
monster
Grave
truck.
Digger.
Those are the only two anyone knew.
Was it like Jake the Snake involved with that one or something?
I don't know. I just remember it would be Bigfoot and Gravedigger on
a
commercial.
What if Undertaker drove the Gravedigger monster truck?
Oh. That would be
dope. And then there was that time the
Mortis.
The monster truck sumo battle on top of the building. That,
yeah.
On Nitro.
On Nitro.
Where,
oh, yeah.
Where Hogan murdered the Giant, only to have the Giant come back.
No. And win the title the same night. How do you get murdered and come back and win the title?
Only in wrestling.
But it was Halloween. As Bischoff explained, it was Halloween.
Didn't
okay.
he pushed him off a building,
okay.
right?
You know what's also happened on Halloween? Does anyone here know the name Screaming right. Matt George?
We're just going to keep it going.
Okay. Screaming Matt George, for those of you who do not know, was a Japanese performance artist and special effects artist. He's known for working on movies like The Guyver and Freak, the Alex Winter movie. And... Well, Screaming Matt George is a crazy person. And they hired him to do the special effects makeup on Tony Schiavone turning into a monster and attacking children.
For
Halloween
Havoc pay-per-view.
Yeah. You know why?
I know that intro.
Because why not?
Well, WCW had the money, and I always we talk about how their pay-per-views, like, at least they put money into their sets for their right. pay-per-views. Oh, yeah. Now everything is just a Raw or SmackDown set.
I was really mad when WCW would basically just, like, get one of those big inflatable blow-up things you see.
Yeah, and, like the pumpkin, yeah, the big pumpkin on Halloween.
But they used to put, wow, the dude has let himself go. You know what?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Okay. But when they did the Halloween Havoc with the electrified cage, yeah, it actually caused a fire.
Oh.
Because for some reason, in pro wrestling, they thought it was a good idea to really electrify the cage. I mean, as much as we make fun of TNA for the electrified cage they did with the rubber gloves and Hernandez.
Yeah.
Apparently, who has his balls are electrocution proof because he straddled right. the cage and no-sold it.
And totally no-sold it.
But they did the electrified cage. They actually electrified it, and apparently it caught on fire because they had some prop stuff up there.
Like fabric stuff up there, I think, right?
And ref goes up, tries to put the fire out, burns his hand. And the great Muta, being the goddamn superhero
damn
he
right
is,
he is,
goes up, green, mists the fire, and puts it out.
Yeah!
It's amazing. All right, so we got to end pretty soon, but we wouldn't be a hip-hop and wrestling podcast if we didn't talk a little music. So, Simon, do you ever get a chance to listen to any hip-hop in your spare
time? Yes, I do.
Anything in the gym?
In addition to listening to Mega Ran when I work out.
Hey!
This is not me kissing up to him because he gave me a free t-shirt once at a show. he called me, it was my birthday, he called me up on stage and I'd had a lot to drink and I took a bump on
stage. You took a bump on stage?
I bruised both my palms, it was really bad.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was just a wood stage.
It was really hard wood, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, no, I actually do listen to Mega Ran and then you got DOC.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. No,
I feel like hip hop in many ways peaked. Like, a lot of people point to the gangster rap, but I feel like it's that pre-gangster rap, the stuff that was going on,
right,
sort of perpendicular to the pop, the MC Hammer, things like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where you had very political, very conscious rap being produced.
Yeah.
But it was sort of being pushed down by the more popular stuff, and then there was the complete opposite that came through with the gangster rap that actually crushed everything. It's like,
yep.
It's similar to, I make the point about unions sometimes, it's going to be really a weird sidebar.
Okay.
Unions become corrupt because employers are unwilling to be reasonable. If an employer is reasonable and gives employees
that
what they
makes
want
sense.
And need, yeah, they won't go to the union who will inevitably become corrupt and take all way right. more than they need. So you had guys like Public Enemy and DOC who are going out there and putting this stuff out that's good quality music and actually has a message.
Yep.
But they're not getting the attention. So then gangster rap goes and goes, okay, screw all of this. We're going to crush everyone. You are not going to see Vanilla Ice. You are not going to see MC Hammer. Yeah. You are not going
to
see
Shout out to this guy. I love your shirt.
Third base. You're going to see,
Yeah.
You are going to see the hardest of the hard, even though, as we all know, Ice Cube was straight perpetrating. Yeah, I said
Well, let's not forget that MC Hammer
was a legend, regardless.
That MC Hammer was with Death Row, so.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Ice Cube used to scare the hell out of me at the time.
Yeah, well, he scared the hell out of me. I saw a movie called Are We There Yet? Now I'm frightened.
That's pretty scary.
That was horrible.
So what happened yesterday, I just saw on my Twitter, is that Eminem released a surprise album.
Oh, God.
Out the blue.
Anybody get a chance to check that out yet?
No.
No.
Any M fans out there?
Anybody hear about that?
I heard.
Yeah, because it was a surprise.
That's I heard some
spaghetti, spaghetti.
I actually heard some good things, but I don't know. I haven't listened yet.
I haven't even seen the track list yet.
Any thoughts on the surprise album or things like that? Like, I feel like music is changing a bit. Well, music's coming out faster than ever. Any thoughts on the surprise thing?
I made a point about this last night in the conversation. I think now, if we really look back on it, when things like Napster and file sharing first became an issue with music, they were claiming it was a matter of copyrights and they didn't want their music stolen and the artists aren't getting paid. I think what they were really afraid of is what's happening now, which is musicians now have a platform to sell their music without a record label being necessary.
Yeah.
In the past, if you wanted to make, and as Mega Ran can tell you, if you wanted to make music, you had to book studio time. You had to pay a lot of money to just get your stuff recorded.
It costs money to make money.
Well, again, herein lies the problem. Now, if you have an iMac and a microphone,
right.
Yeah.
You can put out your own music.
I can put out a single tonight from my laptop. Like, it's just easy now.
Go sign up to DistroKid. Yeah, they just upload your stuff for you to Spotify.
Oh, yeah.
Now you got music.
Yeah.
If anyone's familiar with a guy named Jonathan Coltrane, he does he did a thing where it was a song a day for a year.
Song a day.
And some of them were covers and some of them were originals. But he released a song a day for a year. That is what they were really afraid of. They were afraid of people being able to put out their own music and not needing a record label to produce them, because record labels technically don't do anything for the artist. All they do is produce the, basically make it possible for people to buy it.
Right.
If I could print my own t-shirts and weave my own t-shirts, I would never need to talk to people at Pro Wrestling Tees again.
Absolutely.
The technology for me just producing my own t-shirts does not exist yet. And even if I wanted to buy a machine where I could print them myself, it's still super expensive.
It's very expensive.
Right, right, right.
You could record, I mean, there's a movie out there that, again, wonderful film called Manborg. The guys from Astron 6 did. They made a feature-length film for $1,000.
Wow.
90% of it's green screen, but it's a hilarious movie.
Nice.
In the same way, you could release probably, you could do a song tonight.
I could release a song without spending any money.
He could freestyle and make that into a song right now.
We know an artist in Arizona that right now is on his way to releasing a song a day for a year. He's at like 265 songs.
True.
So.
And this is, I think, the real thing with the way music's released now is we are going to get to a point where record labels are going to be a non-entity.
I will be, I will celebrate on that day.
You should.
It's happening. But the problem is, though, Spotify will become the new record label.
Yes.
Apple Music will become the new record
label. iTunes, that's what they're turning into.
I just visited Spotify's office, and they literally have a room where the top artists come and sit down and play their music and explain why that music needs to be on a playlist. So you're selling yourself.
Make a conference for it?
Same way.
Some bullshit.
You are,
but look at it this way. At least now you're living and dying on your own work.
It's your own work. That's true.
At least it's no longer.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You're not getting charged $3 million for your album you produced, and you're basically in the hole until you make that much money.
Right.
That's actually, I believe that's how TNA contracts used to work. No, I'm not joking about this.
Wait, you're serious?
So the way a TNA contract used to work is if they signed you for $100,000, you were working against that $100,000. So say a random indie company in Alabama wants to book you. Okay, they have to contact TNA. They pay TNA $2,000. You fly out. Until you've earned your $100,000, you do not see a cent above it.
That's record labels.
So you could do 100 indie shows in a year for $2,000 a piece. That's $200,000. You get half that.
Wow. That is just like a record label.
Yeah, just like a record label. But that's how they would do things. But that's how record labels do things, too, is that, your album costs us $3 million
to meet that number.
You've got to pay all these people.
Rand, the last thing that I want to say about this Eminem album that I just looked at the track list is that I don't approve of it. I can't believe he doesn't have West Side Gunn or Conway.
I haven't
even
heard it.
He's got two of the hottest guys signed to his record label, and he doesn't have them featured on not one song.
Because he's Oscar-ing right now.
Interesting.
He doesn't want to have them
They're
there
too good. They're too hot. They're going to outshine him at this moment.
He doesn't want that.
Maybe.
He's a 45-year-old man.
To Oscar will now become a verb.
What was it?
Trashka.
Haley's like 37.
Yeah. Yeah, Haley's grown. She's older than all of us now. Yeah.
She's a 55-year-old woman. She gets older every time I mention her. She's 117 years old.
I know how old our podcast is. We are 100! 100! Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you, guys.
Simon, tell the folks how they can find you.
I'm actually going to be downstairs.
Well, the people who are listening won't get this today. Tell them how they can find you.
You can find me usually skulking in corners in the dark. Oftentimes...
playing Bone Storm.
Hey, I do like to call myself Thrillo.
Thrillo.
But you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. On Instagram, I'm still GotStyleWWE because they won't let me change my name, despite what every 11-year-old who asks me why I still have that in my name.
Right.
It's never
what
like...
Are you?
That was my first question, and then I had to delete it.
I'm at Devious Journey on Twitter. I have a Pro Wrestling Tees store as well.
He's got some really good designs.
I do. You can tell because he's never seen them. That's how he knows they're good. But you can also find me randomly appearing on wonderful podcasts like this one. And on YouTube, usually having random things I've said clipped and taken out of context. Just all around.
Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
We love you, man. I appreciate you having me.
Simon Graham! And catch him around if you're around here. He's pretty nice. Pretty friendly. Don't ask him to take a bump because he might actually do it.
He is unbeatable.
Where can I find you, Ram?
Again, someone who's never seen me wrestle.
How dare you?
If I didn't need more jobs, you'd have to call me Staff Red.
Hey.
They're a staffing organization. They give people jobs.
It's a deep cut.
If the cut were any deeper, it would be off one of your albums.
Ooh, good one. I'm Mega Rand. You can catch me at Mega Rand on Twitter. Thank you guys so much for joining us for this podcast. We'll be over there hanging out. And come get handshakes, high fives, and free hugs. Who are you, Teak?
I'm Teak Hall. You can find me at Teak_Hall on Instagram or Twitter. You can find me on Spotify and Bandcamp, or you can just use your Googles and search me.
Who are you, bro?
The Neo X.
It's not exactly how it sounds. NEOECK. M-A-T-T-E-C-K-S.
Yes. And N-E-O-E-C-K-S.
And you can find us all at the Matt Mania Podcast.
Matt
on
Mania
Twitter
Podcast.
Thank and Matt so Mania Pod on Instagram.
Guys, don't go anywhere. We have flyers for you. Yes. I want to give those all to every one of you. We got to use them all before we leave.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And make some noise for yourselves. Yeah.
Y'all part of history today. We're going to live forever.
We're 100. Thank you so much for having us
here. Those shirts are awesome.
Westwood One Podcast Center.
Peace. Keep your shoulders off the mat. We out.